From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. A potentially catastrophic Category 5 storm continues its advance through the Caribbean. Hurricane Irma appears increasingly likely to rip into heavily populated South Florida early Sunday. Florida's Governor Rick Scott has declared an emergency and mandatory evacuation orders are in place for parts of the Miami metro area and the Florida Keys. Parts of South Florida were placed under a hurricane watch Thursday. President Trump said this storm will be very destructive.
The amount of wind that's coming in, we don't think we've seen anything quite like this one, 185 miles an hour, 150 miles an hour. We don't think we've seen anything quite like this. Some of the winds have gotten up to close to 200 miles an hour. So to the people of Florida, we just want you to protect yourselves, be very, very vigilant and careful. Again, the governor is working very hard. FEMA, the Coast Guard, all of our people are very well prepared.
Florida's Governor Rick Scott had a terse warning to the people of his state.
We are being very aggressive in our preparation for this storm, and every Floridian should take this seriously and be aggressive to protect their family. Possessions can be replaced, your family cannot.
The Florida Highway Patrol says troopers are monitoring the high volume of traffic heading north on Florida's Turnpike as people evacuate South Florida. In a news release Thursday, the Highway Patrol said extra troopers, road rangers, and wreckers will be on the roadways to help drivers whose vehicles have become disabled. The storm lashed Puerto Rico with heavy rain and powerful winds late on Wednesday. This is VOA News.